106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Place where you're supposed to have the toilet paper, you got this little shelf with three seashells on it.
He doesn't know how to use the three seashells.
Italian girl. What do you say we go back to my place? I'll show you my cannelloni.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up!
Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
Shut up! I got nowhere else to go! I got nowhere else to go!
Fuck you.
Mom!
Fuck both of you too.
Take a big step back and literally
fuck your own face!
Jeez. A bit raunchy, I'd say.
A little bit.
Ah, welcome to this week's edition of Comic Cancuzzi, your weekly podcast for all your quirky deeds and kitschy comedy. One of these weeks, I'll get it.
Yeah, you'll get it. I'm Elijah Kirby.
I'm Taylor Billings.
I'm Cole Wise.
Great weekend!
Was it?
Yeah. Didn't have to work a single day. That's always good. It's powwow time, so... Went out to the powwow and
you
had
took it off for that?
Yeah.
Did you get the Mexican corn again?
No, I didn't get Mexican corn. I had menudo, though. I love menudo. It's got the tripe, the hominy. It's really good stuff.
What?
Tripe.
It's what like is menudo?
Dude, he was talking about this at the last one. It probably was.
Yeah.
And we never made the joke about the fucking the kids being in the band singing.
About menudo?
Yeah. Well. The band.
I do have a bit of and maybe we should save this for celebrity deaths.
Okay.
But Cole's blue shirt came off the wall to make way for my King Jelly Bean painting.
Fuck that blue
that,
shirt.
that my friend painted for me. It's really a good fucking picture, if you ask me. Yeah. I like that a lot.
I like it, too. It's kind of oddly fucking creepy, too, though.
Oh, yeah. It's
supposed
very,
to be.
It's very gross. And I actually had it framed at Hobby Lobby here in town. I felt kind of weird bringing that in there, because they're supposed to be like this Christian store, and he's a fucking... pederast, but right.
You should have got a bigger frame.
Well, then I think you brought it.
Well, then I could have gotten a bigger frame. I guess I could. What was that?
I was going to say, then I think you brought it to the right place.
I think I did. Honestly, I was going to do it online because Robbie had told me that there's this frame thing that people always talk about.
Start early, sorry.
that a bunch of podcasters always talk about, and I checked it out. It was like $80 to get a 9x6 framed without a mat or anything.
Oh,
I'm like
that.
So I went to Hobby Lobby. It was only $50. I'm like, yeah, we'll do it that way.
What's the picture next to it? That one looks like shit.
Yeah, it's not the greatest.
The picture looks good, but the frame job is fucking dog shit.
Is that the Dark Tower thing?
No, that's Treebeard and I don't know, one of the hobbits and Isengard. If you've ever seen The Hobbit.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, sorry.
What are you doing? Okay.
What am I doing?
My headphones are going in and out. Right now they're out. Oh now they're in.
Now they're in. We thought we had this figured out. So anyway.
Move it. Okay.
Good? All right. That was my weekend.
I hit a guy in the balls last night. That was pretty awesome.
On purpose?
Hell yeah, on purpose.
Like, fuck you, I'm going to hit you in the dick? Or was it more like a...
No, just for fun. Like, we went to a bonfire. And I was sitting on one of these... it's just patio, the plastic chairs, you know, and one of the leg was kind of broke. And Kyle is like, hey, I should kick that off. Because he tried to do it like a week earlier at the same guy's place where, you know, if you just kick out one of those and then the guy will fall, kick out the leg and whatnot.
Yeah.
It didn't work on him last time.
So it was like quick kick. It didn't break.
He kicked it with all his strength and it didn't break.
Oh, it didn't break.
Broke his foot.
He broke his foot.
Damn near. And anyway, I was like, go ahead, try it on me. Anyway, it broke right off, and he kicked me, like, right in the back of the leg. And I dropped. I was like, fuck. And later, I had, like, a shooter in my pocket of Fireball.
Uh-huh.
And he went, and he pissed in the yard, and he was walking back. And I just flung it like a throwing star, and it hit him right in the dick.
Nice.
And I dropped him. He was down for a good 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Yeah. It was hilarious.
Did you let him drink it?
I gave it to him.
Oh.
Gave it to him hard. So, no, he should. That was my weekend, bonfire and...
Great weekend.
Yeah. Cole, you didn't do nothing.
No, I woke up 9 o'clock this morning, and I was out in my yard by 10, and I've been finishing up the wall and backfilling dirt behind the wall, and fuck, man, it was a long day. So that was it.
You got to get I'm that tired. Wall up, man. It's Winter is coming.
It's all done now.
Oh, good.
Make Cole's backyard great again.
Yeah. The best part about it is is how dark it is back there. Yeah. If a drunk guy comes in through the alley and he doesn't see it,
oh, nice.
He will fall off that fucker and dude, it is death. High up.
Make sure you got your homeowner's insurance up to date.
Fuck that. Shouldn't be in my backyard anyway.
Agreed.
You should put a little homeless guy traps in there.
Falling. Or just like like one of those signs. That...
Oh, one of the cats got one of my rabbits. Those Jesus, rabbits are on my...
What?
Okay, the neighborhood rabbits, the ones that live in my neighborhood.
Okay.
And I fucking love them, and they're awesome.
Okay.
One of the cats caught one, like, 2 nights ago.
You have a cat?
No, it's not one of my cats. It's one of the neighborhood cats.
So there's a neighborhood cat named... Boy, you got, like, a zoo or like, a jungle. It's yeah. like cats, chipmunks, and cats.
And homeless people. Bunnies.
Yeah, and homeless people.
Are you sure it wasn't a homeless guy ate those, the rabbit?
I think those drunks just go up from Polar Package and they sleep in Hillside Park.
Fuck yeah.
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 I think you're right.
So, yeah, but fuck, man. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the cat got the rabbit. Didn't sound good. Sounded pretty bad.
Oh.
So, poor little fucker.
Hmm.
It's too bad.
In fucking weird news this last week.
Oh, let's do the news thing.
Okay, fine.
The Comic-Con Koozie News Team with Taylor Billings.
No, you can pound it. You can pound it all you want. Pound it all day long.
Elijah Kirby.
I kind of picture... I guess I had this image in my head where all the zombies come in and they start eating that dude's balls, like, right away.
And Cole Wise on sports.
I'm just going to tell y'all, if you're golfing at Riverwood on hole 9, there's a bunch of dog shit on the fucking hole.
All right, so this guy went on a Tinder date. I think they're living in England somewhere. This woman
Tinder
ended up,
is the straight man, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you should know. You're on Grindr, right? That's a gay
I
one.
I don't know.
So they went back to his place after going out to dinner, and she went into his bathroom to take a shit, and the toilet went flush.
On first date, huh?
Yeah, first date.
Would you shit?
If you had to shit,
I mean,
you gotta
if you
shit.
Had to, if you had to, I guess.
But I'm a guy who doesn't like to shit.
Yeah, I was thinking of you.
I'm at home.
Right.
I like to shit at your house.
Everyone likes to shit at my house.
I think it's funny
Adam
when
does,
I'm pooping
Taylor
in your
does
house.
It. Yeah.
And making your place smell.
But you
like
always
shit.
Drop the upper deck or two and then it flushes all brown for like a good week. That's really nasty. Anyway, so she took a shit. It wouldn't flush. And she fished it out with toilet paper. And then, like, wrapped it up in more tissue and threw it out the window. She was going to throw it out into the garden and, like, maybe, hopefully,
a cat.
Get it out later or something. But it fell between a second window pane. He's got these weird double window panes or something. And she's a gymnast, so she decided to crawl up and reach for it and fish it back out. But she got stuck. So this dude had to call the fire department and they had to like pull out the window and everything just to get her out because she was trying to get this fucking turd.
What were you doing out there?
So did they
what were you doing out there?
So did they go on a second date?
I think they were gonna. I think they are. He also did like one of those Kickstarter things too because his freaking window costs like $300. And now he wants other people to help him pay for it.
What? Fuck that guy.
I fucking hate Kickstarter shit like that.
What would have happened if she would have just left it there? You know, he would never have suspected. Like,
yeah, he would. If he lives by himself and then later went back into the bathroom after she left.
There's a
shit.
It
was like, there's a big shit sitting in my toilet.
No, in the window, I mean.
Oh, I don't know. After a while,
you'd
think.
Find it after
yeah,
a while.
You'd find it. You'd smell
but,
it,
but
probably.
You wouldn't know it was her. Or would you?
I don't know. I don't know.
Why not try to mush it down the sinkhole? That's what I would have done. I mean, if you've already fished it out of the goddamn toilet, I mean, you can mush it down.
So you would have tried to mash it down the sink, run water for a while. There Cole, you go. I know he would have just grabbed it and then put it in the upper tank and hit it there.
Probably. Why not? I mean, obviously they're young. I'm sure this guy has parties and shit. Something like that would be bound to happen. I would have just
came out and been like, sorry, I took a shit.
Right.
And your goddamn toilet won't flush.
But if that wasn't an option, like you are just so embarrassed, I would have mushed it down the sink.
Yeah, that's first date, man, that's got to be something.
Poor
I don't know.
Poor lady.
All right. Okay. Bringing down the mood a little bit. Authorities in Florida have rescued over 50 pets that have been tied to trees or left in cages outside to fucking drown in the hurricane.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Sorry. Fluffy, we just can't take you. Yeah. They could get.
How is there even one? Who the fuck does that?
I don't know. But if they get hit by like even tiny little rocks, will fuck them up because they're going at 75 miles an hour.
No,
say so just tied them up out there to die. That's fucked.
That's really fucked.
Apparently, honestly, they didn't want to leave them inside to fucking shit the.
I fucking hate
house
Florida.
Whatever.
It's the penis of our fucking country.
It's like it's the New Jersey of the South.
And honestly, I like everyone there is pretty much awful, and I think that hurricane should like wipe off that state. Let's go back.
Did you hear
to 49.
About the idiots who are like fucking hanging out on the beach, like screaming "fuck you" at the hurricane?
I've heard that. I've heard this article went viral with the shooting one. No, they're shooting.
What?
Yeah, there's like it was a prank. I'm sure that went out, but they're like, please don't shoot at the hurricane. You know, with all these Floridians, it's like fuck off.
There's another one. It was just a prayer circle. All these people are praying and singing away the hurricane.
I follow God on Facebook. He's an awesome guy. And the last hurricane that hit, it was a picture of a truck with nothing inside of it. And it said, the prayers and thoughts have just arrived to Hurricane Harvey victims. I thought that was pretty
funny.
That
being said, my aunt's down there, actually. Right now, she's in a closet.
Is she coming out later? Just ask.
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
That's a long time to sit in there.
Yeah,
people were had video of just downtown. Looks like downtown Miami just fucking flooded with water. It's crazy. Yeah. Fucking crazy,
dude. We got fucking wildfires in how many states? California, Montana.
Yeah, God should send some fucking rain up here, bro.
Actually, I think they've calmed down in Montana. My aunt was saying that today was the first day that because the state government was advising people not to do yard work or go outside unless they absolutely had to because the smoke is so bad for you. And today was the first day when they said, okay, it's okay to go outside now.
Yeah, clear. Well, let's talk about it for a little bit.
Okay.
What?
Well,
what is it?
Not the movie. What is it? Well, I'm not going to spoil it for you because you haven't read the book.
Okay.
But it has smashed box office records.
I heard that. So
$117 million for the week, and this is the number one rated R horror movie ever.
Ever, huh? What was
ever?
Do you happen to have the info on what the last one was?
I would say I'm just going to make a guess.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th, Part 7. But I couldn't.
I'm
be
not
wrong.
Sure, but I thought I heard something about
maybe Get Out.
Not Poltergeist? One of the new, the found footage one.
Blair Witch Project.
No, after that.
That Cloverfield something? Or
no, of the ghosts in the house and whatever.
Oh, Paranormal Activity.
Good. I think the third one.
Really?
For some reason. I thought that's what I read somewhere.
Well, I hope this blows that out of the water.
And that movie blew. All of them blew after that. The first one was kind of good.
Yeah.
And they should have left it at that.
Well,
we
are going to review and spoil the shit out of it later.
Yeah.
Because
I don't give a shit about it.
Because Cole doesn't give a shit, but I really am anxious to hear what Elijah had to say about it because the reviews are in.
Okay, so that was a movie that did really well?
Yes.
Okay, so Inhumans starts on September 27th, but the first two episodes premiered in IMAX this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oof-ta.
Ooh.
They got like a 5.3 on IMDb, but one of the reviews I read said it was the worst Marvel adaptation since the unreleased 1994 Fantastic Four.
Oh my God!
That yeah, is Roger awful. Corman's
yeah,
Fantastic Four.
Jesus,
so that's probably pretty shitty, and I'm not looking forward to this goddamn TV show.
That was on the list for a movie, and that would have been coming out 2019 originally.
What's that?
Inhumans.
Yeah, it was supposed gonna be, to,
you know,
yeah,
the next Guardians, and then
they said the
Avengers movie.
They said it's just fucking, it's
dog
not
shit.
There. They said God it's damn. Just a bad movie.
Oh, that's
I've actually,
they're
I've
only
actually read
a couple episodes. We're not even going to see the rest of.
I actually read a few reviews about the Orville, and mm-hmm. they're saying that's not as good as which starts tonight, but oh, they're okay. saying that's not very good.
Really?
Yeah,
that's too bad.
Yeah,
it looks good.
I'm still going to watch it.
Inhumans, this will be on ABC, correct?
Yeah.
Yes,
it will.
Okay.
That leads right into my next story. Nick Blood is going to return to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in Season 5 since he's been gone since Season 3. But, God damn it, what was the name of his character?
Fuck,
I can't remember. But he was written off the show along with Adrian Pilecki, and they were going to attempt to get to do a spinoff show called Marvel's Most Wanted with those two, the husband and wife team that got disavowed by S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
But he's going to return. She probably won't if the Orville does well because she stars in the Orville.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. She was Mockingbird?
Yeah, she was Mockingbird. Okay. But they didn't really call her Mockingbird.
No.
I can't That's remember bad. What they fucking called him, what his name was.
Like I don't remember.
But he was awesome. He was my favorite character for a while.
Yeah.
So
who here is a fan of podcasts?
They suck.
Podcasts.
I would never, ever want to listen to one or do
be
one.
Be on one, yeah.
So what are your thoughts on Futurama?
Love Fuck it.
So we're putting the two together?
What?
Well, somebody's putting the two together.
Okay.
And they're doing a Futurama podcast episode. So I'm wondering if it's going to be the whole group of people, but like a spoken word sort of thing. And it's in conjunction with this new app that's coming out, I guess. So comes out the 14th of September.
Free? Better be free. All podcasts are free.
I'm sure. So, yeah, everybody should check that out coming up.
That'd be interesting.
It kind of would be.
Yeah, I would definitely listen.
I don't know why I wrote this, but...
He does that sometimes. He gets wasted.
I must have been drunk and must have seen something about Ozzy Osbourne.
Uh-huh.
He's on my celebrity people I want dead. Him How and his whole you. Fucking
oh,
family.
He's past his prime.
Him and his whole family.
Did you see the video of him playing Bark at the Moon as soon as the clips went into totality?
Shut up.
In South Carolina?
Shut up.
It was fucking awesome.
No, I never saw that.
Oh, okay.
Also, I want adults who are making those shirts
okay,
to die,
though, right?
Nah, she sucks.
No, she sucks.
No,
okay.
No, I want her dead even more than I want him dead. And the daughter, too.
Yeah,
and all adults and all adults who wear Mickey Mouse shirts,
and the dogs that shit all over when you had to clean it up.
Just tie them up outside during a hurricane.
Who's Sharon or the dogs?
All of them. Anybody? That's how they should put people to death in this country.
All right. What
I think it's time for. I think it's time for our next segment. If there's no more news.
Okay. Oh fuck! I got one more news.
All right.
I don't want to do it. Jeremy Renner may no longer be Hawkeye in the MCU,
okay.
But he may become the character Ronin.
Okay.
In the comics, he will. He did become Ronin for a little bit, but apparently in the movies, something bad's going to happen to Clint Barton, and then he's going to not be Hawkeye, and he'll become Ronin. And I can't read what I wrote there.
Is that just rumor?
What's that?
Is that just a rumor? Maybe they'll kill him off. They got to kill off somebody in this.
It's apparently it's not a rumor, but they might not show the bad shit that happens to him. Why do Marvel movies suck so much? Like, okay,
what are you talking about? They're fucking awesome.
Okay, you're gonna good. Just turn him into Ronin, like, but not show why he became Ronin. That's
fucking
dumb.
Trust them; they will do it right.
All right,
Cole. Why don't you clear your throat?
Oh,
give me some sexy tone here.
I'll try.
All right.
I'm done. I don't want to.
All right, Taylor.
This is the casting call. with the laser. Hello, listeners. This is the casting call.
That one?
With Elijah Kirby.
There it was.
No, thank you for doing that. Hey, what the fuck, Taylor?
Jeez, Cole.
All right.
Expect that from Elijah.
Angelina Jolie officially is going to do Maleficent.
Again?
Yep.
I thought sequel. They killed her off in the last one.
I don't know. I never saw it.
Did they? I've seen it. I don't even remember if they killed her or not. It wasn't that good.
Arrow Season 6 has cast... I don't know if anyone watched Lucifer. There's one actor in it, the actor Liam Hall. He's going to be playing Slade Wilson's son.
In Lucifer?
No. Yeah, he's from Lucifer. He's Arrow Season 6.
Oh, okay. Okay, I missed something.
Yeah. You missed the first three words I said.
Okay.
Alan Richson, and Minka Kelly are cast as Hawk and Dove in the DC live-action series Titans. We already had, I think we have, what's the magic chick from Teen Titans? She's already been cast.
And Raven.
Got Dick Grayson, Raven. Yeah. And then the last one that I have, uncasting, I guess, Colin Trevorrow. He did Jurassic World. He was going to be directing, and I think was directing, Star Wars Episode 9, but got fucking canned.
Did they say why? Creative differences?
They had a press release. It said, we have mutually chosen to part ways in Star Wars Episode 9. Colin has been a wonderful collaborator throughout the development process, but we have all come to the conclusion that our visions of the project differ. We wish Colin the best, and we'll be sharing more information about
with
the
their
film
reason
soon.
For
he wanted to bring back
him.
Jar Jar Binks.
Right.
They should have just said he sucks.
Hey, why'd you turn it down so much? Hey, man? That's the best part.
An actor named Rami Malek will be playing Freddie Mercury in the movie Bohemian Rhapsody, which is going to come out on Christmas 2018. Nice. And I'm going to go fucking see it.
Fuck yeah.
This queen is awesome.
Yes.
It's going to be
She is.
Great. You should have, Taylor.
I have not seen anything on this, but I
don't think
hear,
it's done.
I heard on another podcast I listened to. I do listen to podcasts.
You listen to it other than us?
I guess. Jesus. And they were like, wow, it's pretty uncanny. He looks
That's
just
what they
like
were saying
him.
Was that he looks a lot like
That's
him.
Pretty cool.
And that he can kind of sing, too.
Is his teeth all janky?
I don't know. They can make your teeth all janky.
That's true.
Just get a hammer, dude.
So, casting for Shazam. They have two people that they think could possibly be Shazam.
Okay.
There were three front runners, but they're like, fuck that guy. He's not going to be in it. They narrowed it down to two. One is a guy named Joshua Sassy from No Tomorrow and Gallivant or some shit. I don't know.
Okay.
And then
don't
the
know.
Other one, he's kind of a big deal.
And his name is John C.
So, yeah. So
really, for Shazam?
Yeah, last year when you said who do you think could play Shazam, and John Cena, but that'll never happen.
Huh?
I go, that'll never happen.
That's hilarious.
I was fucking wrong.
Huh.
So,
way off.
What? How do you feel about it?
I'm pretty fucking cool with it, because if you're going to have a guy whose main bad guy is The Rock, you want to have another fucker just as big as The Rock.
Right.
Like a big dude who looks like a big dumb goofball.
Have we legitimately seen the Cena act in anything that hasn't been, I don't know. We'll see. Go for it. I don't care.
Dramatic.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I don't know. Who knows? This movie could be complete.
He looked pretty upset when he had to propose to his wife.
There's a new
movie. I bought it.
I bought it.
That
watch.
Was some good acting too.
The Wall.
The Wall
with Donald Trump.
The one where they're hiding behind the wall and the sniper's shooting at them or some shit?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
You talked about that last year.
Yeah, yeah. That one's out and came out on DVD pretty recently. So.
Oh, on DVD?
Yeah. Cool. So I'm going to check that one out.
Nice.
That is it for our casting call. Does anybody have anything on sports?
Yes.
Basically my sports news.
Some sports don't like them all. Rather watch hockey than basketball. Thinks the Super Bowl ain't super great and only like soccer when they yell and go. The sports were cold. Don't shit your shorts.
It's just coal on sports. Golf is not a sport.
So this isn't good. Still makes this laugh. Isn't good sports news. This is like depressing sports news.
The best
but
kind.
So you hear that dude? This one, Taylor, the guy Ezekiel Elliott from the Cowboys.
I do.
Beat up his girlfriend
allegedly.
Allegedly, like. And they say that the NFL says they believe her for at least 3 of the 5 times that he was accused of beating her up. How the fuck can a judge just be like, oh yeah, guess what? You gotta let him play football now. Like, it's your fucking company. You can suspend the guy if you want to, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's like, say your job finds out you're doing something stupid. I don't know, fucking jerking off in the fucking lobby or
what
something.
Just happened.
So, and then they're like, you're suspended for 6 weeks. Uh-huh. And then some judge finds out about it and he's like, oh, look, Taylor. And Taylor can jerk off in the lobby if he wants to. Isn't that fucked up?
A little bit.
I don't know. That's just like the second time that a judge has just like come in and been like, oh, hey, guess what? Fuck you.
But,
I like this
but,
guy.
Okay, now,
I like football.
Okay, there could be some legality here because I'm not for certain. Like, if they go on suspension now, okay? If you go on suspension, are you getting paid? That would be, is it paid leave or is it unpaid leave?
Probably unpaid.
Because then I could see where a judge would have to, you know, argue, you know, where a judge would have to make that kind of decision.
That's pretty fucked up, though.
I agree. I
agree.
Guy's
just
but,
like, I'm from Texas and I like the Cowboys, so you can play football. That's pretty much it, right?
Right, I guess. I don't know. It seems kind of silly. I mean, that would be pretty tough to find an impartial judge in Texas. I don't know.
Did you find another? Didn't another fucking judge do that same shit last year with somebody?
Judge Judy, I believe.
Fuck off.
I don't know. I have no idea. That is kind of weird. That would be my only, the basis on that would be if he's not getting paid. But
fucking football starts this week. It fucking sucks.
It started today. It
started on Thursday.
Yeah, it started Thursday.
And fucking sucks, and this is the worst time of the year. Quit fucking with my shit, dude.
I'm not fucking with anything.
How come my volume keeps going up and down?
Because he
said,
mine. Check
mine
it out.
Too.
Well, stop fucking with my shit.
Anyway, fantasy, I got buried this week, if anybody cares.
You got buried?
Yeah. Pretty hard.
That's funny.
And then
who
got,
beat you?
A guy I work with.
What's his name?
Alan.
Alan.
Well, it's not over yet, but it's looking like he'll beat me.
I hope Alan demolishes your asshole. I hope he gives you a hard time, too.
He probably will.
I hope he puts hot sauce on your pooper.
Oof.
Mm. Oof. I'm oof. Listening. Oof. I tuned out for a little bit, but now I'm back.
All right. All right. So, Taylor sucks at fantasy football. That's basically what we're saying.
Yes, I do.
That is attractive.
WrestleMania!
WrestleMania is running west.
Taylor, did you watch SmackDown?
Nope.
No? So do you know who the new commentator is replacing JBL?
I thought it was JLB. Isn't that what you said last week?
No, I fucked up.
JLB.
It's Corey Graves took over, so he's on Raw and SmackDown now, which I like. I like Corey Graves.
He's a good color commentator.
Plus, he makes fun of Byron Saxton all the time.
Which is too bad.
Fuck it. I think it's awesome when he's making fun of Saxton.
Mm-hmm.
Saxton sucks.
Yeah.
How dare
totally
you?
Sucks.
Jason Jordan and John Cena put on a really good match, and then fucking Roman Reigns came out and fucking ruined my day by sucking the energy out of my TV.
Ooh. So just shut off?
Yeah, pretty much.
TV just shut off.
Yeah. That's all I got for wrestling, unless you got something.
When is No Mercy? Next week?
No, it's the weekend after, because we're going camping next week, and it's on the 24th.
Who's going camping?
Me and Elijah.
Yep, we're going to South Dakota. We're going to be mountain men.
Gay.
And a drinker.
We're not going to be in the mountains. We're going to be just outside of the mountains.
The hills are alive.
I'm not drinking my OP.
Semen. Huh? Why not?
Guys, I'm drinking, I'm drinking someone else's pee.
Wait, who else is going?
I don't know.
Just me and Cole. We're going to Brokeback Mountain.
Yes!
Honestly, who is coming? You, me, Nancy, Adam, Shannon.
And Adam and Shannon aren't. A lot of people are going to some fucking douchebag's birthday party. because we have birthday parties in our fucking 30s now.
Who the fuck does that? Once you hit 21, you're done with birthday parties.
Mm-hmm.
My mom said once you're 4, you're done with birthday parties. I never got a birthday after that. That's so sad.
Just kidding.
Your mom sounds like a real shit sipper. What did I text? You tried to text me something about fucking my mom the other day, and then I texted you something worse back.
Yep. What? That's the jingle for our food reviews.
Our food reviews?
You said you wanted a jingle for our food review, so I wrote that to you.
And
you misinterpreted it as me talking about, because then he sends me this thing back. Read what you sent back to me. I'm like, I thought he was trying to add.
Here's what he texted me. Two of my favorite things to do are eating at new restaurants and going down on your mom, but your mom is not here, so I guess we'll do a review, right?
Okay.
So I thought he was trying to add lyrics to it. I'm like, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Automatically, I text him back, I leave my house through the back door and enter your mom the same way.
I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. So look forward to a new food jingle one of these days. It's called Spoil It for Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right, though. It'll be catchy.
Okay, cool. A food
Like a food
I
review.
Didn't know that's what review, you were saying. Right? I just thought you were being a smart fucker.
What's it?
Is it going to be based on just foods or like restaurants, places?
When we go to new places.
Either way.
Could be like, I had a quesadilla I made the other day.
Sure.
I might do that.
I ate at Cole's, mom the other day. I'll review that.
It was awesome.
Well, I can play it.
Oh, sure. I'll play you the song. And I listened to the song for literally like 2 minutes, 2 seconds more like. And I don't know who's about to die, Cole, but I'm glad. If there's one of these people in this band, I'm glad they did.
So, yeah.
What band is this?
Montgomery Gentry.
Montgomery Gentry.
And it's not a person, apparently.
No, it's not a fucking person. It's a
just
dude.
Like Steely Dan isn't a person.
He's a dumb asshole. So, Troy Gentry, he's one of the guys, and the other guy is something or other Montgomery. But they made this song and a bunch of other songs, like 30 singles, a couple of number one hits and shit.
Definitely more modern by the sound of it. Like, this is more modern country.
This one's more modern, but they've been together since 1999, so their sound has changed since they started. But this isn't their biggest song, but their biggest song is really fucking bad. I didn't like it. So, anyway.
I don't like this.
This guy, this guy died in a helicopter crash.
Fuck yes.
50 years old.
Good. A helicopter crash. That's a way to go.
Yeah.
Was he trying to get back where he came from?
He's not like Shane McMahon. He can't survive a helicopter crash.
Can we shut this off now?
Yeah, you can. But that's what that guy did. He sang that song and some other songs. But, who's the other guy who died? Oh. The co-creator of Wolverine and the editor of Watchmen, Len Wein, died. Hey, are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, the co-creator of Wolverine, he died. The guy who wrote the first.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he edited the Watchmen. He wrote for Batman and Green Lantern for a while, and he wrote on all those 90s comic book TV shows.
Co-creator, huh?
Yeah. Well, he was the author. He wasn't the artist.
Okay.
But he wrote on all those early 90s animated comic book TV shows, Batman, X-Men, Spider-Man, all of those.
Oh, fuck yeah. God, those were so good. That's back when fucking Saturday mornings, you had a reason to get up. I would, if they brought anything like that back, I would stop drinking on Friday nights.
The only reason I didn't have you play the X-Men song is because I just found out he died like 2 seconds before we started this podcast.
Oh, well. Aww.
So... And I don't know how.
We had to listen to a shitty country song.
I don't know.
You know, you could have said during the break, Cole or Taylor, let's play this song instead of this shitty country song.
No, I just wanted to listen to you bitch because you bitch about everything. I figured it'd be funny.
Fuck.
So, what are you drinking?
LaCroix.
What the fuck? Natural lime flavored sparkling water.
It's very good.
It looks like shit.
It is pretty good.
If you like to be refreshed, Cole, it's great.
I hate being refreshed.
Just sweaty balls, then PBR.
I don't. It's probably I don't like being refreshed. I like to be so dry that the crabs have to carry canteens.
Damn.
Ugh.
That's how dry I like to be.
Well, you know what it's that time for.
No.
You need to get your fat ass back in here. It's time for the trailers.
It's time for Trailer Trash.
You heard the man. You heard the man.
All right, I just got two clips I want to play here for you guys.
Now, are you saying clip or clit?
Clits. Two clits. God damn, you dumbass.
If Cole would have watched our fucking video, you would have got the reference.
There is a couple movies coming out this weekend. So,
what do we got?
We have one called Mother, because it has an exclamation point after it.
Not to be confused with Danzig.
Mother. Go ahead.
Right. I'm going to have that song stuck in my head, and then I'm going to come over and beat your ass.
Keep going.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way.
Shut up. Shut up.
Written and directed by Darren Aronofsky.
Which is Requiem for a Dream, The Wrestler, Black Swan. Oops, sorry. Black Swan.
So he's never directed anything I like.
Probably not. I don't know. Did you watch Black Swan, Elijah?
Yeah.
I actually haven't watched that one.
I might lend that one to you. It's pretty intense.
The Wrestler, I didn't like that one very much.
Really?
You didn't like that?
And Requiem for a Dream. Great.
Dude.
If I want to fucking be depressed and shit, then I'll watch Requiem for a Dream and then fucking sit there with a fucking pint of ice
Wrestler
cream.
Wrestler
like
wasn't
a
really
bastard.
Depressing, though.
Wrestler, I thought, you know, what's funny is if you listen to a lot of, like, actual wrestlers, it's one of their favorite movies because it hits so close to home for a lot of these guys.
Yeah, it's great. I love when he's playing, like, the Nintendo game of himself, and he's playing, like, his own character.
And he wants the kid to come over, and it's like,
the kid just like, oh, this sucks. It's awesome. Anyway, he wrote and directed Mother coming out on Friday. It stars Jennifer Lawrence, Javier Bardem, who's pretty awesome, Ed Harris, pretty awesome.
Not to be confused with Benicio Del Toro, because I've been doing a lot this week where I'm like, you should see this movie, it's awesome, it's going to star Benicio Del Toro, and it's definitely not him.
Wow, you are off. And Michelle Pfeiffer. A couple's relationship is tested when uninvited guests arrive at their home, disrupting their tranquil existence. I even from the trailer, I don't understand what's going on.
Come here to see me.
Come quick. You're insane. Ugh. You're insane.
All I'm trying to do is bring life into this house.
That little...
Oh, sorry. To new people, new ideas. I'm so sorry.
Get out of my house!
You give and you give and you give.
It's just never enough.
Well, that sounds pretty intense.
Just that little... It's just fucking unsettling and unnerving.
Like another depressing-ass fucking movie by this guy.
I'm looking forward to it. I think my favorite line, which you didn't play, though, is when she's talking about, I found your picture in their luggage.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you go through their luggage?
It's like, right. What the fuck? God damn it. I think it's going to be awesome. We should go see that one, Elijah.
Is that the one you want to see? One I want to see is American Assassin. Director Michael Cuesta stars Dylan O'Brien. He's all right. He was in the one of those teen movie books.
Teen movie books.
Twilight?
Not Twilight. You know, when they're in the maze. The Maze Runner.
Basically the main guy. Twilight.
But Michael Keaton's in it.
Twilight for mazes.
It's about a guy who's
that one looks awesome,
like
actually.
A CIA agent or something.
Here's yeah,
a
that
little,
guy who looks like
going to jump from cell to cell, taking out terrorists.
For starters, yeah.
Our people here like your agenda, Mitch. I know exactly what to do with you.
So what do I need to know about this guy?
He's a warrior, one of the best I've ever known.
Some bad things happened to you. Now you want to go kill terrorists? Am I right?
Out there, it's about the mission, not about you.
Slice a man's throat right here like this.
He's testing through the roof. Speed, focus. He's off the charts.
I've seen off the charts before.
Not like this.
You think you're special? Never, ever let it get personal. What is it you think we do here?
Kill people who need to be killed.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know.
It looks awesome as shit.
It looks really good.
I don't know. That's the one I want to see. Michael Keaton's back in a big bad way lately.
What are you talking about?
Some say he's back. I say he never left.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
But lately, he's been in some pretty awesome movies the past few years. So.
Yeah. This one, I don't know. It's sort of Jason Bourne, and you got the other one coming out too, The Kingsman, which is coming out pretty soon here. So it's just like all these just get so run together for me. And it's just hard for me to like really get excited about a movie like this.
This one doesn't look like they'll have a sequel to it. It looks like a standalone movie. Instead, there's Jason Bourne movies.
I understand the sequel thing, but I'm just talking about like the spy type movies.
Uh-huh.
It just gets a little little too much for
this
me.
This one looks like it's rated R,
keep
right?
Them
fuck
coming.
I'll go to both of them. I got MoviePass that works some of the time. So
I definitely want to see that one. So Mother does kind of look promising. Maybe we'll check that one out too.
Well, hey, if it's anything like the other ones that he's done, it should be brilliant. So
cool.
If it's anything like the other ones he's done, I will not go.
No.
Okay, cool.
You're going to be lonely this weekend.
I'm going to be hanging out with you this weekend.
That's right. Dumb fuck, shit. I'm not going to the movies this weekend.
Got him.
I'm going to be drinking my own piss.
All right.
That
joke is fallen flat three times.
Let me just make a pitch.
It's not a joke though.
Let me
We're
make a
live
pitch
in the
here.
Mountains.
Let me make a pitch here. Okay, I've got a friend who is diabetic. Okay, hear me out.
You've talked about this.
So if he goes off his insulin, his piss gets really sugary.
Yeah.
And you get a 2-for-1 if you want to bottle some of his piss, take it up to the mountains with you, distill that shit into pisky. I'd love to know how it tastes. Do a review for it when you come back.
Okay, I will. Let's.
We're not
TV
taking
review.
Austin with us.
No, you're just taking his piss.
No. Well, it might be more fun to hang out with his piss.
Oh, all right. Probably. TV review.
Boom!
What do we got?
The Preacher, I think, was about it.
Preacher.
That's all I watched.
It.
Yeah, they didn't have Rick and Morty this week.
Tonight's on, though.
Yeah, it's on tonight. We hang out after this?
Sure.
Cool.
So Preacher, we were behind, two episodes, Cole and I, last week. We got caught the fuck up, though, but Cole was all pissed off. He's like, you watched these before I came
Dude,
over.
He kept on making guesses that turned out to be right.
Actually, I will spoil something for you. I did watch the first episode.
I knew you did. I knew it. I fucking knew it.
But the second
he
one,
he kept
Cole,
on predicting things, and plus he was like on his phone the whole time he wasn't watching.
No. The second episode I didn't watch, which I did make a prediction that did come to fruition, I believe. What that prediction was, I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Oh, I think it was that the devil was Hitler. Hitler is the devil, but I could be wrong.
I don't think Hitler's the devil.
I could very well be wrong. But you had the exchange that I thought was kind of crazy that they said on television, and I'm not talking about late night television.
They said fuck, right?
They said fuck, and it was what like I said when I was watching The People versus OJ.
Oh yeah,
there was a time when the lady lawyer, I forget her name, Sarah
Monica, no,
I forget her name. Fuck. Anyway, she dropped motherfucker, and I was like, holy shit! And this was on cable, right? And at the end of the first episode, Hitler is sort of showing his true nature, his true colors.
Yeah,
and he's like,
says, I am motherfucking Hitler or something like that.
He's like, why do we have to listen to you? Because Hitler was trying to get the group to follow him. He's like, because I'm Adolf fucking Hitler. And I'm like, oh, holy shit.
I didn't even catch that.
And then you had the scene at the end, which was the icing on the cake. The cherry on top, Airstar shoving the tape up his ass.
Yep.
That was so great. I just loved how he was talking to the person on his phone. He's like, and you have to do this. Grunting as it's going in.
I liked how he kept on like casually putting down Hoover. He's like, are you sure you want me? Or I'm not sure I'm the best person for this job.
You're not.
It's like, you're not, but the smart one is busy with something else. I don't like.
Yeah, so you have the Grail enlisting the help of the Saint of Killers, and he's going to go try killing Custer.
The Grail is also enlisting the help of people from demons from hell,
right?
Which is fucked up.
So I don't know. And then we also see Jesse's power failing.
Yeah,
or
it's like
I was wondering, like what was going on? Okay, so he's talking to the Saint of Killers. And
before
like,
that, even though it was the episode before, it was after he left the office of Airstar. He says, "Let me out."
Oh,
and he's
that's
like,
right.
"Let me just check with him first." He's like, "No, let me out. And then, right. then it happens, and he and then, yes, with the Santa Killers again, the next episode where he tells him.
Yeah, that's right.
So I don't know if something's going on where it's not jiving with him. And maybe it has something to do with his soul, giving away a piece of his soul as well. Yeah.
Yeah, and then when Santa Killers, when you kind of first saw him, when he appeared in the hallway, like Ruth's character is walking down the hallway, and then she walks back. And then she kind of stands there, and then the Santa Killers kind of walks out. Kind of spooked me a little bit. Like, it's just a TV show, but it's like when he came in, I was like, oh, shit. That's what I did. Oh, my God. But, yeah, that's awesome. And I think he punched him right in the throat, too. I don't know.
Santa Killers?
Yeah. When he peached, punched a preacher.
He peached him.
Right. Oh, yeah. Beat the shit out of him for a little bit.
He was about to scalp him, too.
Oh, yeah. Cut him right across his forehead.
Yeah. So I think Eugene's going to come back in a big way. He didn't really in the comic book, you know. He really didn't have a... And then he had his...
Yeah, you didn't get far enough in the comic. There was a really long arc with him, like, later on.
Oh, was there?
Yeah. You gotta finish up.
Fine, I will then. Another thing that kind of stood out to me was Eugene had to go back to his cell for some reason. And Adolf, like, tried to break the cycle.
No, he wasn't in his cell. He was in the pit where the cell is actually worse. Like, the pit. He was in the pit because the back door was in that pit where, like, the vision you see in your cell is bad, but the one you see in the pit is way worse.
Yeah.
It's the same, but worse.
Right, right, right.
So he had to go through, like, all his kind of worst memories. So after he got through, like, the not girlfriend one, the girl he liked. Was that guy in the suit like a big
chipmunk suit? Chipmunk it was thing? Like a former scoutmaster
that probably molested him. Yeah, and then his dad is like his self. As an arse face. Yeah, that was pretty funny. Good series, very demented. I love it.
I like it too.
Yeah,
like it a lot.
Yeah, and I'm gonna buy Febreze because they're trying to get Febreze to stop.
airing their
stop shit. Airing that show, but Febreze is like, fuck you, ladies, we're gonna do what we want.
Doing what we want.
Cool.
All right, I think that's it for TV reviews.
Let's go on to movies.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see some stars. Welcome to this grand delusion, podcasters with some delusion. Hey, it's Taylor's Movie Reviews. And there it is, Movie Reviews. We saw one movie this week.
And by one movie, and by we, I should say, it was just Elijah and I. But we went at separate times, which is pretty fucked up.
Well, you were going at 8:45 on a Thursday, and I got to get up at like 5:30.
All right. So we went and saw the movie It.
Yeah.
Stephen King's It.
Was it bad?
It was fucking, I don't know about Elijah, fucking awesome. I was so blown away by this movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, honestly, I was telling Deanne, too. I'm like, if you want to go, I'll go with you again because I'd really like to see this again. And she said, well, it might be too spooky. But, you know, the end of it, to me, was so triumphant.
Mm-hmm.
It was just such a fucking ride, man.
Yeah,
it really had good. Me going.
They got high expectations for a sequel, for sure.
And this movie, I went into this thing too with really high expectations and high hopes when I first saw the picture of Pennywise that you know first surfaced. And
Bill
was like,
Skarsgård as Pennywise.
It was like, holy shit, this is going to be pretty fucking good. And then you had the cast of the kids, Ben, no, not Ben Hanscom, Bill Denbro, the guy that stutters.
Oh right,
he. Has been in a few movies that I've seen. One of them being with Bill Murray, St. Vincent.
Okay.
And he was in another one I saw earlier this year with I forget the it was the weird premise of the movie anyway. The Book of Henry. That was it. The Book of Henry. So I had high hopes with this. And the one kid from Stranger Things was in this as well.
Right, yeah, Richie something. Or no, Finn.
The kid that plays Richie.
Right.
But honestly, the kids just fucking blew it out of the park. And from the previews, too, for the folks that have never read the book or have never seen the original,
yeah.
It jumps back and forth between adolescence and adulthood. in the book. It goes back and forth, back and forth. So when I saw the previews to this, I was like, well, what? How is this going to play out? Because you didn't see any previews with adults. At the end of the movie, it says chapter
one or whatever.
Chapter one. Right. So I'm like, holy shit, we're going to get a sequel to this.
Yeah, we're definitely getting a sequel. Have you not seen the TV series, though?
A long time ago.
Okay. I think that's how they did it. They did the whole them as children, I believe.
Right.
And then them as adults. Maybe not, though.
It was bouncing actually, back and forth.
Maybe it was back and forth.
Okay. But honestly, yeah, those kids just knocked out of the park. And Stephen King even said, too, like, this has been one of his favorite adaptations.
And they did change a few things, but he was, like, all for it. So that's pretty right. Cool. This movie, this is one of my favorite movies, maybe so far this year. It's up there.
Oh, man, it's right with, I mean, it's a different feel, obviously, than any of the superhero movies that have come out, or even, you know, otherwise.
I read one review, but three words that stuck with me. Heart.
Yes.
Humor.
Yes.
Horror.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, very, very good. Like, and I said, like, it's not just a good horror film.
No, it's like a coming of movie. Age story. And, you know, and honestly, that's why if you go and watch Stranger Things,
mm-hmm.
like the heart that was in that movie right. too, and yeah. the even the humor, I mean, yep. they were so similar in that way.
It was.
And that, and plus, like, they're in the 80s, and god damn, it was just that there was one part that I did kind of have a problem with, and they explained it a little later on in the film. But okay. it was the bully. I forget his name. Whatever his name is.
The main one who killed his dad.
Oh, geez, spoiler alert!
Well, we're spoiling the whole goddamn
right,
thing.
Right, right. Yeah. I forget his name. But he
was it Victor?
Yeah, I believe so. Okay. That sounds right. Anyway, in the book, they really explain why.
Or Henry.
Henry, yeah.
Yeah.
They really explain why he is so pissed off at the world. But in this, it was just sort of weird. Like, it just came across as like, yeah, there are bullies out there. There are high school bullies and shit. But, like, who the fuck is going to start carving their fucking initials into some kid's stomach without any motive?
Yeah.
And they really lacked the motive for him to do this early on when it happened.
Was his motive?
His dad's fucked up.
Oh, his dad's fucked up. Yeah,
you know, and
I think like in the book, basically, like his dad, is like really racist and whatever. And I think like you know, the other kid, Mike,
the black kid,
his was it his parents that were in the fire?
Yes,
or something like that. And I think that kind of has to do with Henry's parents, too, and some sort of racial hatred and whatnot.
Yeah, so to me, I mean, like I said, you can only explain so much in that amount of time.
Right,
so.
And it was like a two-hour-some movie, right?
It was. Yeah. It was. And honestly, and maybe I was just in the wrong mindset going into it. I was expecting to get like a lot of jump scares, but really there weren't. I mean, I didn't really feel like...
I don't know. Terrifying, like, I guess, you know? I thought maybe it was me that I watch a lot of horror movies, so it didn't really scare me. But when I saw this stuff, I was like, I could see how this is very scary.
I got spooked one time, and it was after they had knocked over that slideshow projector.
Oh yeah,
and they're like, okay, it's over now. And then awesome, I was like, God damn.
Yeah, there was another time for me too. I can't remember what it was, but it was just one of those like. Quick, like somebody moves across the screen or whatever when you're not expecting it.
Fuck.
Other than that, he was awesome. Like, it is a shapeshifter.
Right.
So when he would, like, change into different horror, whatever makes somebody their most fears or whatever.
Right.
Like, the kid is really afraid of this painting.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So he kind of turn into that woman. I thought that was like really cool and creepy.
Oh yeah, very unsettling.
I watched the original miniseries, thinking in that there was like a werewolf character that it conjured to scare some kid.
Right.
So I was kind of expecting that.
Well, there was that part
happen.
When he.
So
he
I don't know if that was from the book or not, but I do know they changed a few things. I never read it, so
sure.
I don't know for sure. But god damn, there's a few other ones too. I can't remember what else he changed into.
Burning people, like when
the kid's brother. Oh, and the kid's brother, Georgie, when he died at the beginning. We don't get to see kids die enough in movies.
And not only die, but to get his fucking arm ripped off.
Yeah, that was so awesome.
Great point. Yeah.
Like, just watching this kid waddle across the street sort of like with like one arm. He's like, it's like, ooh. And then like his arm like reached out from the sewer and just pulled the kid back in. I was like, that is awesome.
That was intense, man. Yeah. So my question is, again, I haven't read far enough into the book. I'm like maybe a quarter of the way through. And what I'm trying to figure out is, did the adults not go down and see all those floating bodies? Did they not believe them? Or I'm curious as to what happened there, where there was a disconnect. Because like if you went down, you know, told your parents, like, yeah, there's a bunch of floating bodies down in the sewer, what are they going to say to you?
No idea. So I don't know if that is in the book. It wasn't in the miniseries.
Right, so... Or if they just decided to, I don't know, just fuck off with it.
Right, but I wasn't sure if, like, they were all dead or if they were all alive.
No, nah, they're dead.
They were all dead?
For sure.
Okay.
You gotta be able to eat and drink and shit.
I know, but, like, I mean, the one chick survived, you know?
Yeah, but, you know.
But I guess she was only floating.
How many points are you gonna give this one?
4.8.
Yep.
I don't know.
Exactly. That's where that one's going.
Like I said, not just a good horror movie, but a great film all around.
Great coming of age story, yeah. Cole. I mean, if you, Cole, were a kid that got, you know, nearly killed by a clown, you'd grow up fast, too.
And there was a couple things that reminded me of my own childhood, too.
Right?
I wasn't paying attention until you said Cole.
Should I tell you what the... Tell me this, though. Okay, that Richie kid?
Yeah.
Okay. Did it not remind you a bit of a certain someone we all know collectively?
Yeah, a little bit.
Jeff Allen?
Oh.
That's who I was going to say.
I was going to say Cole.
Really?
When he stutters a little bit.
No, not that kid. Richie.
Which one's Richie?
Richie was the kid from Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking Bill.
Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys even watch the same fucking movie?
Yeah, we watched the same movie.
Who's that guy? Victor. No, Henry.
Yeah, Henry, that guy.
I thought Stanley was more like Jeff Allen.
The black guy?
No, the Jewish kid.
Really? Oh, shit. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, well, was great. And Pennywise was really good.
Yeah, that was Georgie.
And when he was talking to Georgie and just kind of like drooling out like his bottom lip a little bit. And then when he just kind of like froze. And then it's like, what the fuck? Like, he's just sitting there. And then like the kid was going to like walk away. I don't know. It was, he was really good. It was really creepy. I might see this again.
Yeah. Cole, probably you're coming, bud.
Yeah. Let's go.
I don't want to.
Cole's getting fucking bored.
I'm falling asleep right now.
God damn it.
Just listening to your stupid shit.
Cole, he won't go to it because he's scared. That's just what it is.
He might be.
All right.
All right. Moving on.
Elijah, you had a thingamabobber you were going to do, or are we saving that for later?
Taylor had a thingamabobber.
I got something for you guys.
Okay.
Let's
do it.
So we're running close to an hour here. Do we want to save that thing that you have for next
week? Yeah,
we'll save it. All right. Cool. Well, boys, the powwow is an amazing place.
Mm-hmm.
They got arts and crafts. They've got great food. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of stuff for purchase. So I got you guys both a little gift from the powwow.
Okay.
Because I know you guys are both into action figures.
Yeah, indubitably.
So I had to jump on these.
Uh-huh.
All right, here you go. So this one is for Elijah.
Okay. Holy shit. What the fuck is this?
It's Super Ninja, dude.
Super Ninja.
Yeah, super.
It's like
ninja.
A half.
They look like Ninja Turtles.
Right, let me see.
Oh, sorry.
So they look like kind of retarded Ninja Turtles.
Yeah,
like Mexican retarded. Ninja Turtles. Or
totally,
something.
Definitely. This one's great because the Raphael-esque character.
Uh huh.
He lights up.
He does.
Do you remember when Raphael lit up in the
TV? Of course.
And it's really funny too because like these two guys at the end here, the Michelangelo and the Donatello, right?
Right.
Articulated only in the arms. Only their arms move, and the other guys
can they do this legally.
Oh no,
they're called Super Ninja. It's totally illegal. They look like Ninja Turtles, but they're like in the shape of like regular,
right?
Regular size.
Yeah, they don't have shells on men. Their backs.
And they, but they got the front shell right. going on, so it's like hero in a quarter shell,
and it's red, yellow, blue, orange, purple.
And it comes with a motorcycle and a little knife. So they can fight with alongside your Marvel characters, I hope.
And then what's this on top here?
I think a sword? Weapon? Like a gun sword or something? I don't know, man. I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine.
They come with a motorcycle, some Shit. Throwing stars.
Fuck yeah, man. Weapons.
You should almost throw away the action figures and keep the weapons.
So there you go.
Cool. There's man. That.
All right, Cole, for you now.
Wow, this is actually made in America.
Oh, shit. Or,
wait, no, Los Angeles, California. Oh, no, China.
Yeah. All right, Cole. And because you don't
and
have...
And you got these at where?
At the powwow.
At the powwow, huh?
Right. And because Cole doesn't have any wrestling action figures, I got you super wrestlers.
What the fuck? These guys are lucha wrestlers?
Kind of. It's interesting, because the first guy definitely is Triple H.
That's Triple H.
Definitely
right there.
Triple H.
Let me see this.
Yep. I'm guessing the next one is maybe Rey Mysterio, but not really. He's got like a gay little butterfly
that
tattoo.
That could be any lucha wrestler.
But it's funny. Okay, so why does the luchador wrestler that's already a luchador wrestler come with a luchador mask? That's what I was trying to figure out. So it can be a luchador disguised as a luchador or what?
I guess so.
But I don't know who the other guys would be.
Lex Luger.
You think so?
Yeah, and this guy is...
I don't know. Lex Luger didn't have
the American flag shorts.
Right, but he didn't have a goatee. This guy has
a
goatee.
Yeah, but I mean, that other guy doesn't definitely look like Triple H either.
I'm going to say he's Chris Benoit.
Fuck that. No, he's not.
How about the other guy with the mullet?
Oh, yeah, the mullet guy.
Who is the little fucking idiot?
Hornswoggle.
No, the fucking guy in D-Generation X that fucked China.
X-Pac.
Yeah, it's partway, I think because of the mullet, it's partway. He's got a mullet, dude.
Partway. But my favorite feature, aside the luchador disguised as a luchador, is the hair on the blonde guys. It's literally gold.
Yeah.
It's straight up gold.
Super wrestling,
dude. I'm totally gonna put that up against my Batman figures and have my Batman figures kicking the shit out of them.
Sure, why not?
They only come with dumb masks. You see on like these pictures, this guy has a belt. He's got a piece of fence.
Is that a scale? It's like a doctor's scale.
Actually, at the dollar store, I had bought steel chairs from a wrestling thing like this,
uh-huh.
so that my comic characters would have steel chairs.
So they can sit and rest.
Or wrestle.
No, I still do have one Punisher character, and he's able to open and close his hand, so I had him for a while swinging it at somebody.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Wow, Triple H looks old as fuck, and his nose is lifelike.
Oh, God, these are just terrible.
Why the fuck does only one of my guys' legs move? That's so dumb. Only one leg moves.
No, but look at the articulation on Raphael's arms, though. They're like they bended two ways. You know, they got it's just fucked, man.
So this one's got really good articulation too.
Yeah, the wrestlers actually have great articulation compared to the ninja twats there.
Wow, thanks, buddy.
Hey, you're welcome.
I'm sure you spent a pretty penny on these, too.
Honestly, I should have talked that lady down, but I didn't.
What are they, a dollar?
How much would you have
paid? I'd have paid a dollar.
You would have paid it for all four of them? You would have paid a dollar?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
I might not have even paid that.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
All right.
Yeah.
Wait, Elijah, now take into account you got a fucking weapon that you get to carry around.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, you get a fucking motorbike and weapons for all the characters. So you're telling me that you would pay less than... No more than... Actual retail price. Let's
a dollar.
Go.
No more than a dollar.
Yeah, actually, I probably wouldn't go out and buy this. But but it's awesome.
I would honestly, I really do think you should just maybe keep the weapons and throw away the rest of
this. Fuck you, Cole. The guy's eyes light up.
Maybe
the eyes light
maybe
up.
Maybe keep the motorcycle, but probably not.
I don't know, man. This is... It looks limited edition. I think I'm going to have to keep it all in its package. I'm going to put this on
your package is already, the package is already ripped.
I know it's ripped and fucking bent and like definitely been around the block.
How much?
$13
a piece.
Is that the powwow? You got to pay premium prices there.
Wow. Premium prices for total bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. I should have talked to her dad. Be like, listen, lady, I know... If I gave you $4 for
she's
this,
like, I
you're
cannot,
still making money.
She's like, I can't believe this fucking jackass is the only person who bought one of these all weekend.
Probably. But I knew it would bring joy to your guys' hearts. So.
Yeah, it brought a lot of joy.
Deadbeat dads go to the fucking gas station on Christmas Eve and buy their kids for fucking Christmas, dude.
God damn. That is pretty great. That's exactly right, Cole. That's exactly what that is. Oh, God.
All right. So
I think that's what we got for our episode this week. I think we got everything we needed.
All right. Well, for Comic Con Koozie, I'm Cole Wise.
I'm Elijah Kirby.
I'm Taylor Billings. Have a fabulous week. And I hope you guys have fun playing with your new toys.
Yep. I will.
Or keeping them in the package. Hey, on Christmas Eve, if you forget to give Thurston a present, there you go.
Just rewrap this. Send us an email at comiccancoozie@gmail.com.